This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. On the global unemployment front, the number of people out of work in Europe rose for a fifth straight month. New numbers are showing and is expected to grow further. The news comes as concern that extensive government support programs won't be able to keep many businesses hit by coronavirus restrictions afloat forever. Official statistics showed Thursday that the jobless rate in August increased to 8.1% in the 19 countries that use the euro currency, up from 8% in July. Some 13.2 million people were unemployed, and the number of those out of work rose by 251,000. While Europe's unemployment rate is still modest compared with the spike seen in many other countries, economists predict it could hit double digits in coming months as wage support programs expire. A resurgence in infections in many countries has meanwhile led to new restrictions on businesses and public life. These may have to be broadened and could lead to even more layoffs. The pandemic is sending unemployment higher around the globe. Britain faces a sharp increase in unemployment, too, as the government plans to replace a broad furlough support program at the end of October with a more limited version. Some economists expect the unemployment rate there to double to 8% by year end. A lack of progress on reaching a new trade deal with the EU should only worsen things. And in the United States, the jobless rate fell sharply in August by 1.8%. to 8.4% after a sharper increase during the spring. The U.S., which has less in the way of labor market support programs, saw unemployment spike as high as 14.7% in May, followed by a steep fall as businesses and states reopened. More than a million people have died from COVID-19 globally, with the United States and India leading the way.